You should join us tonight.
You will witness a miracle.
Do you still think you're a star?
Stop it.
Is it me or is it getting a bit choppy?
Thanks for coming in.
We lived here.
I never forgot it.
I'm fine to walk, honestly.
We're not secret partners.
Enjoy the rest of the concert.
Movie news.
Kiva.
We'll see who gets the last laugh.
With Gareth Daly.
Whoa.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. Where are we starting?
You know, we're starting with a lost film. I found this fascinating because there was a movie called The Scarlet Drop, which was the work of legendary six-time Oscar-winning American filmmaker John Ford, has been found after being lost for almost a century. So it was a 1918 film, and it follows Harry Ridge, who skips out of the American Civil War to join a gang of marauders at the end of the war and finds himself as a fugitive. Harry Carey starred in it. It was one of 26 Westerns Ford made with Carey, probably the most prolific partnership alongside the John Wayne famous partnership as well. But, you know, Ford went on to direct, 130 films over 50 years. Now, until its discovery, only 30 minutes of footage from this film existed in the Getty archive with no full cut remaining intact. The movie was rediscovered by the owner of a warehouse in Santiago, Chile, just one day before it was set to be demolished. And going through the building's contents, the owner discovered a trove of films once owned by a local collector and left untouched for 40 years after his death. The owner contacted the film academic and film festival director who rescued the films from being discarded.
Wow.
It was digitized but it's still in need of full restoration, and there's still some missing partial aspects of the film, but still it's the most intact version of The Scarlet Drop that has been found. So plans for a wider release have not been announced yet, but no doubt we will probably see this at some stage.
Fantastic. A John Ford film to look forward to. Who knew? Now, meanwhile, Guy Ritchie's latest project, some big casting on it.
Huge casting, really, that he's lined up for it. Tom Hardy, Helen Mirren and Pierce Brosnan all set to join what is an untitled global crime series at the moment, currently in production for Paramount Plus. Now, the story centres around two warring families based in London whose enterprises stretch all corners of the globe, and the fiercely loyal Fixer charged with protecting one of them at all costs. So Hardy is going to play the Fixer. I can totally see that straight away. Who works on behalf of the Harrigans, a successful Irish crime family. Brosnan will play the crime family's head, Conrad.
Perfect.
While Mirren will play Conrad's wife. Absolutely perfect casting there. Now, if you remember, I reported on this before. This was originally sort of meant to be a sort of spin-off of Ray Donovan series that Ritchie was going to direct,
yeah,
and that it was going to be loosely based on it. They've kind of scrapped that now and they've moved away from it. And even though the sort of basics of it are there, it's not really going to be tied to that existing Ray Donovan property now.
Okay, now we'll be talking about Moana 2 shortly with our new releases, but you've a little something on the rock for us.
Yeah, so he's been doing a lot of promotion, kind of, I would describe it as Tom Cruise-like enthusiasm
yes,
for his press tour, because he's been jetting around the world. He was in London last weekend in Leicester Square. He was also in Hawaii, where they had the major premiere for it, and a lot of the press from around the world went there. Now, he did an interview with ABC News, and he actually got quite emotional speaking about his grandfather, who's his direct influence on his role in the film series.
My grandfather, he died here in Hawaii, and he died in 1982, and we were here when he died, and I was running around. I didn't understand the significance of, you know, his passing. I was 10. Yeah, he was just like Maui, and from his build to his hair to his charisma, and he would sing, and he was loved. Juju. So every time I play Maui, I'm in the skin of my grandfather, and it really moves me.
Yeah, interesting. That's The Rock at the Moana 2 press preview in Hawaii. We weren't flown out to that to Hawaii. Funny that, Garrett.
I didn't get that invite.
Neither did I. But yeah, he's feeling quite nostalgic, isn't he?
He certainly is, yeah. But he's, you know what, he's been quite honest and open in all the press interviews. And, you know, he's gone from, he's interesting because I suppose he's had two massive films this month.
Yes.
Now, Red One hasn't done so well, but I suspect Moana 2 is already doing so well in the US after the Thanksgiving screenings, and it's going to put him right back up there again.
Okay, closer to home, tell us what Jim Sheridan is up to.
Yeah, Jim Sheridan is going to direct King of the Wind. This is an equestrian epic about about an 18th century Arabian cult that would go on to sire the modern thoroughbred bloodline. The film would be produced by Alan Maloney, adapted by Sheridan from Marguerite Henry's novel. So King of the Wind will retrace the path of the so-called Darley Stallion from the stables of the Moroccan Sultan through to the courts of England and France. Sheridan is going to shoot the film in the Middle East and North Africa, and scouting will begin in early 2025. He has just recently, of course, wrapped on a project called Recreation, which stars Vicky Creeps and Colm Meaney, which is due to premiere in 2025 as well.
Very good. Now tell me about this Irish wedding comedy.
Irish wedding comedy. This is based on the best-selling novel Bride Squad Runaway by Caroline Grace Cassidy and Lisa C. Carey. And it's now going to be turned into a feature film called Ditch. And it's going to star Red One star Mary Elizabeth Ellis. So the feature film will feature Ellis as a feisty and commitment-phobic sports journalist, Lauren, who embarks on a road trip through Ireland with two best friends after one of them is left at the altar. Jay Jordan is in talks to co-star as Lauren's friend Ava, who's grieving the recent loss of her mother, while Amy de Bruyn will play Kate, who's grappling with balancing her career as a top lawyer with her family, including two young kids. With life getting in the way, the trio have lost touch somewhat, but a devastating event sees them reunite stronger than ever. So Grace Cassidy and Carey are adapting the book, and the film will be directed by Pollyanna McIntosh. So Ditched is likely to shoot in Dublin and on the Wild Atlantic Way.
Okay, it'll look good anyway, that's for sure. Tell us what trailer you've picked this week.
Yes. So this is the star of Bridgerton and Fair Play. Phoebe Dynevor leads a spy thriller called Inheritance. Take a listen to this.
It's written all over you.
What?
You're an
artist.
No, you're in a band.
Maybe.
No, no, you're not. You're a spy.
You've had a brutal year. You've just lost your mother. Let me be your father.
I thought you were trying to get control of your life.
I'll do anything to get out of this place.
I've built something here, and I want you and I to run it together.
Doing what?
Gathering information.
Like a spy.
It's a big word.
Yes, a clip there from Inheritance, Garrett.
Yeah, and when you see the trailer for it, you'll see kind of how interestingly it's shot in this guerrilla style, really unique kind of camera angles. Neil Berger is the director here, who would have done the likes of Divergent and Limitless. But this, following the death of her mother, Maya learns that her father was once a spy and suddenly finds herself at the centre of an international conspiracy. In her quest for answers, Maya becomes a target and must travel the globe, mastering her father's skills and unravelling the mysteries of his past. Rhys Ifans, Kieran Baxendale, a co-star. It's going to arrive in cinemas late January 24, 2025. Check out the trailer.
All right, let's check out what's in cinemas this weekend. We're going to begin with Conclave.
The Pope is dead. The throne is vacant.
What happened?
They say a heart attack.
You know how rumor spreads, and 1.25 billion souls watching.
Well gotten, O'Lawrence.
It seems the responsibility for the conclave falls upon you.
The supervision of this election is a duty I never thought I'd have to perform. They are sequestered, and they must be shielded from all means that may influence their judgment. You understand?
Yes, that is Conclave in cinemas this weekend, Garrett.
And it follows one of the world's most secretive and ancient events, selecting the new pope. Cardinal Lawrence is tasked with this secretive event, surrounded by powerful religious leaders in the hall of the Vatican. He soon uncovers a trail of deep secrets that could shake the very foundation of the Roman Catholic Church. Ray Fiennes, Stanley Tucci, John Lithgow, starring Edward Berger, directs here, who would have directed All Quiet on the Western Front, which was very successful for Netflix.
Yeah, you know, I remember when we were just looking at the trailer of this and we were excited about it, because it's a stunning looking film, and it's a classy affair, as you say, with our director Edward Berger there. Fantastic performances. I particularly liked Ray Fiennes portraying this highly troubled but well-intentioned, devoted, determined man with sort of the weight of the world on his shoulders, and a great cast, as you say, Stanley Tucci in there, John Lithgow, Roan Brina, F. O'Byrne, Isabella Rossellini. I think I want her character to have a whole movie of her own, actually. She's not on screen half enough. Thought it might be a little more edge of your seat. Didn't quite capture it 100% for me. But at the same time, it's visually stunning and a fine score indeed that we will be checking out later. And your chance to win a vinyl copy of the Conclave score very shortly. But I think it'll certainly do well at award season. That is Conclave, one to watch in cinemas this weekend. Already mentioned, we've Moana 2.
And you are allowed sing-along after receiving an unexpected call from her wayfinding ancestors. Moana must journey to the far seas of Oceania into the dangerous lost waters for an adventure. Auli E. Cravello, Dwayne Johnson, Alan Tudyk providing the voices here for Moana 2. We've got a couple of Christmas movies as well to mention. Are
ho,
we
ho,
allowed?
Ho, ho, ho. Go on. It's December. We're allowed.
So we have That Christmas. It's an unforgettable Christmas for the town folk of Wellington on sea. When the worst snowstorm in history alters everyone's plans, including Santa's. Bill Nighy, Brian Cox, Gus Kent starring in this one. And over on Netflix, you can watch Our Little Secret. Lindsay Lohan seems to have the magic formula for these films. This is two resentful exes must awkwardly spend Christmas together after learning their new partners are siblings.
Huh.
And yes, we've just one more to mention, which is on limited release, As We Imagine as Light. This is set in Mumbai, and nurses routine is troubled when she receives an unexpected gift from her estranged husband, and her younger roommate Anu tries in vain to find a spot in the city to be intimate with her boyfriend. This was a film that was a nominee at the Cannes Film Festival earlier this year.
Okay, what about a TV movie for us?
It's a really good cast in this and good style to this film as well. Retired soldier Benjamin Martin, who turned his back on the military to become a farmer in South Carolina, takes up arms once more to avenge the unprovoked murder of his son at the hands of the British during the American War of Independence. As he seeks vengeance, he finds himself up against a sadistic officer wreaking havoc in the surrounding area. Roland Emmerich's action-adventure stars Mel Gibson, Jason Isaac, Heath Ledger and Jolie Richardson. It's called The Patriot. It's on RT2 tonight and it's on at 9:30.
Fabulous. And we should let listeners know, Gareth, that you will be researching very heavily this week, because next Saturday, one of our favourite movie news of the whole year is when you give us ideas for film-themed Christmas presents. So I know you're starting your research. You take this very seriously, don't you?
I do take it very, very seriously. No pressure at all trying to find those great gifts from around the world.
Oh, we look forward to it. Talk to you next Saturday, Gareth. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.